One.
Edmund is dead.
I killed him.
Bam.
You stay at home tonight? I hadn't planned. I don't know.
Wow. This is going to be our inspiration.
You're going to die.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. You're going to die. One day.
Hopefully so.
Lord, take me up now.
I'm ready.
Hey! Yay!
Yeah!
Welcome back!
In case anyone is concerned, Edmund's not actually dead. He's in space.
Yeah, it's ladies' night. He decided to join Elon. Who's the other billionaire?
Jeff Bezos, I think.
Oh, Jeff Bezos. I don't know if Elon actually went, but
in orbit, yeah, I think near the satellites.
He could not be bothered to come back to us. So it's ladies' night with Kyle in the closet, everybody.
Yes, Kyle.
Let's go.
K-Nash is going to roll out.
K-Nash in the closet. Speaking of Elon, Brittany and I were talking a little bit before this, and she was sharing with me, I don't even know how this was brought up, but you're sharing specifically about, well, we're talking about how hot it was here in Texas. Mm-hmm. It's like death heat.
It's terrible.
And
in fact, like, it might rain. There's like a 60% chance of rain, and if there is, we are literally going to go dance in it because...
Yeah, we're going to leave this
so
recording.
So if halfway through we just look like wet dogs...
Yeah.
You'll know that it's totally
normal.
Okay, but yes, I saw this picture of Elon Musk. So which, by the way, Edmund, if you're watching this, which you probably are,
probably not.
How do you feel now that someone said you look like Elon Musk?
This picture was brought
it's
up.
It's not the most flattering. Can
it's
they
not.
See it, Kyle?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I showed it up just for a second.
Okay, so obviously it's not the most flattering picture, but it begs a good question, I think, which is if you're the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Do you care what you look like? Do you spend money on, like, making your face and hair and body look a certain way?
Bezos does. Bezos definitely spent, like, a real bit of money. Yeah. He looks a lot hotter now than he did 20 years
you
ago.
Let's find a picture. Maybe there's a before and after. I think that there's levels. Like, if you earn a certain amount, I think you do care because you want to be in that upper echelon.
Yeah.
But when you're freaking billionaire,
yeah.
I don't think.
Obviously, you don't care that much.
Right? It's like that one. Here's Jeff Bezos.
Okay, so Jeff had a glow up, is what I'm hearing.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Well that's kind of like 80s.
I don't know. I mean, are you a little surprised he didn't get like hair plugs or something? Oh.
Oh.
the way
that you're like, oh. Yeah, now he looks like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Or, oh,
yeah,
wow.
The clothes and the hair.
Wow, look at his... Okay, look at the picture in the 80s. He has, like, such a soft smile. He kind of still has a twinkle in his eye. And then 2017, he's just a hard ass.
Yeah, like the world has made him hard.
Yes. Wow, that's what money does to you, children.
It's funny because he gives this look like the world made him hard when it's like, Jeff, you're a freaking billionaire.
Yeah,
like,
literally,
the world did you very right.
Yeah, and you can spend the rest of your life on a beach if you want.
Mm.
The guy on the left looks like, you know, he still runs a book company out of his garage.
Yeah, a little nerdy.
And the guy on the right is at like some
he owns
summit.
The garages.
Yeah.
Every garage.
Yeah, everyone.
Wow,
out there.
Maybe this is a lesson, kids, that money doesn't buy you everything.
That's true. And also, I did think it was hilarious because Conan O'Brien tweeted at that image of Elon Musk,
mm-hmm,
I think Elon looks tan. Which is so funny because
so bad.
You know, it's like this Irish guy that's like, literally so white you can see through his skin.
So this red hair.
Like albino.
Also, are we now, I think we've talked on the show before that Edmund is not very hairy. Like we talked about like on his face, like whatever. Well, when you go back. Wait, there's a point. I think. We'll see if we get there. But are we surprised a little, if you go back to Elon Musk's picture, he's very non-hairless.
Maybe that's a South African thing.
Oh, he's from South Africa?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. Is
he's
like
Edmund's favorite African.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. I did not know. Look at that pose. I was telling Brittany when we were looking up these pictures, he kind of reminds me of Putin, like the body structure, because his Putin, I feel like, is a very like a
like top round, heavy.
Yeah. Top
I feel like
heavy.
Putin's burlier.
Well, that's what Brittany said.
Yeah, Putin definitely like there's pictures of him online like wrestling bears and stuff. Like he's like
So maybe maybe Bezos is Musk is a poor Putin. Poor man's Putin.
He's actually probably worth way more than Putin.
Well, I mean, body wise.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. I feel actually, like Putin's got secret money right there.
Wow.
Yeah, but
do you think he got that by money or do you think he got that from hard work?
That's a good point.
I did not think that we would be looking up Shirley and Pigs.
So let me tell you something ridiculously funny. Okay. So obviously,
ladies' night.
You guys, yeah, we're looking at shirtless
pics of Putin.
Shirtless pictures of dictators for 1,000 Alex.
Which we are not okay with, and we stand with Ukraine. Am I right, Kyle? Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle in the closet. Kyle Zelensky. Oh, okay. We can bring him back every show. Okay, anyway, yes.
Okay, so you guys know I haven't been back in the office in 2 years. And one of my colleagues was in the office for a team meeting, and we've had team meetings on Zoom every week for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But now they're doing these like weeks where your department comes in and you can, it's optional. So one of my colleagues was in the office. There were like 4 or 5 people from my team, mm-hmm, in this Zoom room, and so they're in a conference room and we're zooming into the conference room.
Yeah.
And there's this guy in the back left corner, and I'm like, I don't recognize that, but it's, we're on Zoom in this conference room, and so it's hard to see.
It's probably grainy.
All the details of everyone's face. But, and so it's only really when people talk that you're like, oh, that's that person, because you recognize their voice and how they talk. Mm-hmm. And one of my other colleagues who was also at home messages me, like, who's that guy in the back left? And I'm like, I don't know. And then this guy starts talking, and I'm like, oh, that's Sam. That's not really his
name. We'll call him Sam.
We'll call him Sam. That's Sam. And we both were like, no way. Like, he used to be bald. And now he has hair.
He has hair!
And it was like, so he always used to keep his hair, like, not completely shaved bald, but, like, super buzzed.
Just tiny stubble. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was, like, just around the back, and it was gray, like salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And now it's black.
Like,
and it's,
like black
hair. Like
flowy? Like Kyle?
Not quite like Kyle's, okay, but, like, it's not, it was not
given
him.
It's not bald. Yeah. Like, it was not,
that is not natural.
So, hair transplant, obviously. Yeah. Now, I always thought that they took it from people's, like, back. Or, like, that's what a hair transplant. But where do they get it from?
I do not know.
Like, cadavers? I know, that's why, if you don't have back hair, how do you, I don't know.
Like, locks of love? Like, you could probably buy
can
them.
Can you specify? I want
Kyle,
this to go to a man.
Google, like, where do you get hair for a hair transplant?
Yeah, it's like hair plugs. Maybe? Hair plugs,
I mean,
is a thing.
Maybe from like adult stem cells or something.
All I'm thinking is, have you ever seen the movie Return to Me from like the 90s with Minnie Driver and the guy from X-Files?
I don't think so.
Oh man, in there it's a romantic comedy. Oh my gosh, first of all, it's an amazing movie. But in there, there's a guy who gets hair plugs and it looks like it was individually placed.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But I mean, I wasn't up close with this guy, so I didn't like see. And also what was weird about it is that he still didn't have like a bunch of hair right here.
Maybe he just wanted,
and so I don't know if they were like, let's make it look kind of natural, so like everyone knew you were bald before, let's like
2 years did a number on most people going bald. He did not. He went opposite.
He turned back the clock.
He was so stressed that it sprouted. So I'm imagining then the way that you're describing that is like a tonsure-esque. Like
kinda.
A tiny, okay.
It kind of looks like a tonsure.
Okay. So this looks like,
but it's hair plugs. And a place where a lot of people go to get them.
Where?
Is Turkey. For some reason,
really?
People go to Turkey to get hair.
Did he go to Turkey to go?
I don't know. But the reason I know that is because I saw a picture of someone in a plane leaving Istanbul, and it was like just looking forward on the plane, and it was all these dudes with their heads like with bandages on because they've like gotten hair.
Oh wow!
I'll do you one better. I saw this photo of these girls leaving like Brazil or some like southern country, and they were all in wheelchairs because they all got the butt lift.
The BBLs.
Except you got to be careful because they'll put cement in your ass.
Yeah, and that is not metaphor.
No,
that is legitimate concern.
Cement right into your butt.
See, girls, you better. Well, I've also heard though that the BBLs are out.
Really?
That people are embracing. Oh. There was like a picture of Kourtney Kardashian floating around where she famously, the Kardashians famous for their butts.
Big butts.
Big butts.
Jealous.
And I know, right? And then there was a picture floating around of like in the past couple of weeks where obviously her butt was noticeably not.
Smaller?
Yeah. So people are like, are BBLs out?
Oh.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Are BBLs big butts out?
Yeah. Are big butts out?
Yeah. Because we could stop doing squats.
Oh, thank God. I hate squats.
Yeah.
Okay.
No
I've been
more
trying.
Squats and lunges. We're done with that.
Yeah, I hate it. So.
So what? I wonder what's going to be in next. If big or like if big butts are going out.
Well, because like each you know each time period has the like
yeah,
kind
like
of
body,
shape.
Yeah. The
I'm
ideal
really.
Body.
I think it's going to be like. I think right now in 2022 and these next 10 years, it's going to be whatever body shape.
Like natural.
Like natural. Yes, yes. I don't think it's going to be like a one, the hourglass or the stick thin in the 90s. I think it's going to be
whatever
body, whatever.
Yeah.
Ladies night.
Hell.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. I didn't know what you were going to say after that.
Hello. Okay. I was just saying hello. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I actually have heard of women getting their implants taken out, their breast implants taken
out.
Yes. So maybe they're going for like a natural look.
Someone very close to me just recently got her breast implants out. She had them for years. She's older than I am. And partly she did it because she has been really sick for a long time and she thought, and there was a leak.
No way.
In one of, now she's like in her 50s.
Oh.
There was a leak in one of her implants. So this was, I don't know when she got it, but.
Oh man.
So I, yeah. So all like the say, or whatever is in a boob implant.
Silicone.
Yeah, was like leaving in her body.
That's wild.
Making her sick. So she got them out.
That's wild.
Embrace the natural. Yes,
do we
want to
do survivor talk, guys?
Yes. Okay. Speaking of breast implants, that has nothing to do with that. So
we think our official position on the show about breast implants is if you want them and you can afford them, get them.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't ever do any cosmetic surgery.
What constitutes cosmetic surgery?
Great question.
Any surgery.
I'm down.
What would you get?
I'm down for Botox. Does that count?
No.
Oh, okay. That's like
big. Going under the knife, like getting.
Well, I never want to say never for a boob implant.
Really?
I'm not saying I'm not. My official stance on the show right now is not saying that I will get one, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
I'll see after I have kids, because after I have kids, they just change
a
lot. Yeah. Well, this really is a ladies' night.
It is.
Love this.
Yeah.
So it's my official stance.
Tell us about your boobs in the comments.
Yeah. Would you get
what
a boob job? What do you think?
What do you think?
I mean, I'm not really opposed to it. I know some people like super are.
I'm like really sort of like I have like a phobia around like doctors and like just I'm not into like a lot of like invasive stuff and so.
Super unnecessary,
Yeah, so I don't think that I would ever do anything like that. But I think if people want it, they should be able to do it. And
now I wouldn't get, like, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, like...
I'm sure that's, like, a thing. Like, you go in and say, I want the Dolly Parton. I'm pretty sure that would be a thing.
Yeah.
But I would, like, a natural kind of look, I guess.
Yeah.
Kyle's waving
at us. Okay, so Survivor. Let me give you... I'll give you my background, because Allie is a huge Survivor fan.
I love...
She's like watched every season her whole
life. No, no, that's a lie, but keep going. What are the things said about me?
I used to watch Survivor like when it first came out, seasons like 1 through 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Big Brother is really my show.
Oh, see, I've never seen Big Brother.
I'm obsessed with Big Brother.
Okay, I've
never
seen
every season.
Okay.
Greatest Survivor of all time. Who's number one? There's a right answer. There's a right answer, and there's one and not that wrong answer. Every other one's wrong.
I think Johnny Cochran is really good. I really loved him because he played twice. I think he only played twice. Once he didn't win, and once he did win. But he was like such an underdog for the longest time. But he played a great social game, and he was really smart, and he was really nerdy. And usually those guys don't usually do well.
Yeah.
But. So I want to say Cochran,
Kyle,
but
who would you say?
I don't think you're going to say that, Kyle.
Russell Hantz, obviously.
Oh, gross. He is the biggest.
Obviously.
I cannot stand Russell Hantz is like one of the biggest villains. But maybe, but on the show though, okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Survivor, which I agree with. Some people go into it and it's a game for money. Like you're going to win $1 million. And so people go in there saying, I'm going to play a clean game. I'm not going to mess with, like, I'm going to be true to my alliances.
Lie.
I'm going to do it. But people are, so when people don't do that, when people lie, people get really offended and they're like, you are going against your character, because Survivor is ultimately a microcosm of society, of what you do. But it's really not. It's because a game.
It's a game. It's a game, yeah.
And so Russell Hance in the game, brilliant, because he was a villain and everyone hated him. And he won. Didn't he win? I thought he did win.
He never won, because the thing with Russell is that he made it to the, I think he played so twice. Hated. He would always make it to the final council, and then he would just get smoked.
Because people were like, da-da-da.
But when you're watching a season and you see Russell show up, you know it's going
to
be great.
It's about to go down.
Now, number two. Boston Rob.
Boston Rob is the man. Boston Rob. Boston Rob. He played like a lot of times too, I want to say.
He started early because I remember.
Yeah. So he came in a later later season and he looked very different than like, because
really?
I mean, when he was really skinny and really whatever. No, just like bigger.
COVID happened.
COVID, life changed him. But this past season, the one that was just on TV, I have some friends, close friends that live really close to me, and we would have Survivor watch parties. And so we'd go over and we'd watch like two or three episodes at a time.
I love that.
And the Survivor that you watch and Survivor now is completely different. Yeah. Completely
That's how
different.
Big Brother has changed a lot over the last, like, you know, 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Brittany, have you seen the Big Brother with that Andrew Tate guy? He was on Big Brother.
I don't recognize the name.
He's this like gigantic Instagram influencer. He's like very much like the bro, like I drive a Bugatti, you gotta make money online. But he was on Big Brother, and I think he was
on Celebrity Big Brother?
No, I think he was on normal Big Brother. I'm gonna look
what's
it up.
What's the premise for Big Brother? Okay, I know it's a house.
It's similar to Survivor in that like you vote people off.
Okay.
So
oh, he was on UK Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We don't watch the English. No.
So they put 16 people in a house. Is someone here?
The door just...
Kyle.
You want me to go check?
Yes.
And it's not Edmund?
Edmund? This is scary.
Kyle, this is
Kyle,
ladies night. He's bringing his water bottle. Camp counselor Kyle.
Lock the door.
Seriously.
Okay.
That was
scary.
That was a little scary.
Is it raining?
Oh, was it wind?
Maybe it was wind. That was a little scary.
That was scary because it sounded like someone.
Now you guys
we rebuke in the name
like.
Of Jesus. We rebuke any spirits that are in this room.
Two people have died in this studio.
In that room.
One person in that room. One person in this room.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear.
Okay. So Big Brother.
So they put 16 people in a house together, and they have to do competitions. It's an individual game most of the time, unless there's a twist.
Okay.
Sometimes there's twists that puts people on teams. Mm-hmm. But the premise is someone wins the first competition. They're the head of household or HOH.
Okay.
They nominate two people for eviction. Then, like out in public for everyone, you know, to see. And then halfway through the week, there's a power of veto competition. The two nominees and the head of household all play in the competition, and then three others selected by random draw.
Okay.
So the six of them compete for the power veto. If you win, you can remove one of the nominations from the block, and you yourself are safe. So if you are
nominated...
It seems
very complicated.
I'd have
to watch it. Yeah.
If you're nominated, you can take yourself off the block, and then you're safe.
Okay.
But if, like, your best friend wins, then they can take you off the block and they're safe too.
Very similar to Survivor.
Yeah. So then the HOH has to put up a replacement nominee if someone gets vetoed. And then on Thursdays every week they vote to evict. And all the voting is done in secret, but they vote to evict. And then they do this one by one. You know? And there's different competitions. Sometimes there's like luxury competitions. There's have-nots every week. So it's like a group of people that have to sleep in this like really crappy room with cold showers and
no pillows.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to eat slop, which is like
gross.
Oatmeal, basically. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
I just feel like the crappy room is just like baseline Survivor. We're going to grind it out on Big Brother in the worst room. That's how everyone does it in Survivor.
Being a have-not is way better than being on Survivor. Being the king of Survivor.
Yeah, I would never... Kyle, would you ever do Survivor?
It's easy to be like, I would never do it because it's like whatever, but I know full well. If Jeff Probst shows up with the letter, I'm doing it. Like, even if I would just lose
early. You don't just get randomly selected.
Kyle, ask me that question.
Allie, would you ever do Survivor?
Hell no. I would never do. Not only am I not athletically gifted, I don't even know if I could do the social game because I think I would be so oblivious to what was going on. Mm. But here's here's something about me though. I can lie very well.
You can.
I'm a very good liar. I can. My dad, when we were growing up, my dad had little names for all of us, and he would call me the manipulator because I would like write notes to him and put him in his briefcase and be like, I am a what would I say? Something about like I will never hurt you, like you know who, and it'd be like my sisters or something. Like I can I was like a manipulator, so I know I could lie very well.
Allie.
But I'm redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. So I know.
I actually played a full game of Survivor once when I was in college. It was like a dorm sponsored event. It was in the gym. It probably took 4 hours or so. And I went into the game. I said, I'm going to be the Russell Hance of this operation.
Of course.
Pretty much what I said.
Kyle.
That's how Kyle was whenever he was playing. What's that game you were playing on your phone, Kyle? Imposter?
Oh, Among Us? Yeah. I just tried to do so Discord.
Kyle loves to mess up stuff.
It doesn't matter if you win or not if you're not playing the same game as everyone else.
Yeah.
My game was to be as obnoxious and tear things up. Not
and that's
to win.
What Russell was.
So I'm playing the game, and I got my little alliance, and it's like the main two guys are me and this dude, Bagpipe Joe. Bagpipe Joe was like my buddy. He played the bagpipes.
Bagpipe Joe?
That was his Christian God-given name, Bagpipe Joe.
So Bagpipe Joe, he confides in me that he has the hidden immunity item.
Oh, bad.
I was not going to let that slide.
No, because you're Russell Hance. Ooh.
So I convinced the crew. I was like, we got to vote out Bagpipe Joe. He's not pulling his weight.
He's down.
And everyone buys it, and we vote him out, and Bagpipe Joe's leaving the place, and I say I have to use the restroom. I walk out of the gym. I'm like, Joe, I know you got the idol. Hand it over. And he's like, all right, cool.
But he didn't know you were the one that orchestrated
No, he didn't.
He's probably been plotting his revenge since then.
Bagpipe Joe, if you're watching this,
yeah,
tell us in the comments how you're going to get revenge on Kyle.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah.
Because he deserves it.
So eventually I figured out they were all going to vote me out, which, you know, is kind of the logical end, right? When the tribes merged, I was done.
Sure.
I played the idol. It was sick. And it was real dramatic, though. Like, all right, votes are cast. And I was like, let me throw this in the mix. But unfortunately, my one vote, I was trying to get their leader. There were two people not in the thing. So they voted out some rando.
That sounds really fun.
And then they smoked me in the round after that. But I wasn't done. So there was one guy, Christian, who was also in my deal, who did not deserve to win. It was the other chick who, like, masterminded to get me out deserved. She was way better. Mm. But I gave an impassioned speech for Christian.
Oh, my gosh.
At the end, you know, when all vote. Yeah. And I swayed it. I swayed it for Christian. I tried to get him to give me a, portion of the prize. But he made a good point. He's like, Kyle, it's a $15 Chipotle burrito. Like, what are you going to do with, like, $4 when I'm done with mine?
That is funny.
You need to walk with that.
Kyle, I think you would do very well on Survivor.
Kyle, you should apply.
I think. They were just having auditions at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I would do my best to cause discord. And then
you'd be like a Russell Jr.
Like, though, Kyle.
They want drama.
Yeah.
Russell Jr., actually, he had his nephew on there once.
Yes,
season,
and Brandon. And it was interesting because he's saying, like, he didn't want anybody to know that Russell, because
he had
a
tattoo
villain.
And he was hiding it.
Yeah, the tattoo that said Russell on it, on himself. Geez. But he was like, I'm a born again.
Don't get anyone's name tattooed on
your body. No, just don't. I think just blanket, never. Yeah. But he was like, he's like a born again Christian. And so he didn't want to like lie, cheat, and steal. But then I think he ended up like doing that.
Russell Hance is also a big Astros fan.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Okay, so one interesting twist from Big Brother from several seasons ago is they
Putin.
This is ridiculous. They have the 16 people in the house. Several of them were related but didn't know it. So like
real twist.
But Big Brother knew, like Big Brother did this like so they found this like sibling set, like brother and sister that the dad had like left and, like, started a new family, and the two siblings didn't know about each other. They put them both on the show.
Did they find out on the show?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible. That is
they were like,
so
this
bad.
Is like borderline psychological abuse.
That is, imagine finding,
there was a father and daughter. Yeah, it was crazy.
A father
and. It was crazy. So that was one twist. Another
that's
twist
wild.
Was, they had put, like, 12 of them in the house, and then the like final four came in and they were exes of four of the people in the house.
Oh, that's I feel like that's better than
because you at least
I know you. I don't know that you're my sister. That's really weird.
It was crazy.
The fact that they, first of all, they found
they
people
did
that
research.
Yes, they're like, oh dang, this people, dad screwed. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this
well,
is like before 23andMe, so it's like
I was going to ask. Maybe they thought did that. That is gross.
Yeah.
There's a documentary on Netflix called Our Father, and it's about this guy.
I heard about this.
This gynecologist back in like the 80s or 90s that this one woman, it started with her that she got 23andMe, and so she found that she had like half sisters or like sisters in the area. And she was like, what? And then then the whole thing found out that there was this gynecologist that when people would go there for infertility treatments,
to get artificially inseminated.
Yeah. That he would use his own sperm. And so there's like over 100 children.
That is so wild.
Isn't that disgusting?
What if they accidentally married each other?
That's what people, they're like, how do I know that I didn't date? So every time someone does the 23andMe and another one pops up, they're like, I pray to God that I have not dated this person, that I haven't married this person. Yeah. And the guy, I don't think he got any jail time. I don't remember. But it's called That's Our wild. Father. It is so gross.
One of my clients, she and her husband did that 23andMe for
I'm scared to do it.
For, his 60th birthday or something.
Yeah.
And he found out that he has two children because when he was in college, he had donated sperm at, like, the University of California, and one of them lived 8 miles from them.
What?
Like, they could have run into him at the grocery store. And like,
can the mom then sue for child support when you find out that, hey, you are?
No, because what had happened was,
that is so weird.
In both cases with both of the children, one was in California, one was in Texas. Uh-huh. But with both of them, it was like their parents were married to each other. And it was just like the dad was infertile for whatever reason, unable to conceive, have kids. Mm-hmm. And so the mom went to get inseminated, but they had to use donor sperm, and so they knew.
Yeah.
The parents
okay.
The parents
so,
knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
I don't know
that
at
makes
what
sense.
Point the kids found out.
Wow.
But I know that's crazy.
That's I'm kind of scared
and
to
also,
do 23andMe.
And also because like, if your parents are married, you would never think maybe my dad's not my dad, or
right.
You know,
like, or if they never told.
Yeah,
well, especially yeah.
You would just never think like.
Because they're not adopted, so it's not even that kind
of
case.
Yeah, you have pictures of your mom pregnant.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
so
what a mind.
F. And then it's not your biological dad.
How would you feel, Kyle, how would you feel if you found out that your dad's not your dad?
That would be really, really weird. That would shake a lot of things about my life.
Also,
would...
Kyle and his dad, like...
I was going to say, I was thinking of that. Probably not.
They have, like, all the same mannerisms and like
that's hilarious. So it's very clear. Wow. Well,
it's just strange. And this is like,
yeah,
these are problems that we never should have had because we shouldn't have been doing all that stuff. Weird.
And now it's
all that DNA
dang,
stuff. Like,
that's
it's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think it's a ploy to take over the world?
Well, I think that gynecologist was trying to take.
Well,
over
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, he'd yeah. Is ridiculous.
I mean, geez, having 100 kids.
Do you want to do?
We have 100 kids. What's this deal with Nick Cannon and the kids? Have we talked about that?
We haven't talked about it. We did talk about. The bell.
Yeah,
we did talk about
Elon Musk's
kids last time, right? Because he has 10 kids.
Yes.
You and Edmund talked about that one.
I don't know how many kids Nick Cannon has.
I think he's close to 10. And there was a news report that said he's not done having kids. He wants more kids. But he has like 5
I
baby
mean, Elon
mamas.
Musk is probably not done having kids.
Safe to bet 3 on the way in 2022.
3 on the way.
With how many different women?
Three different women, truly.
Well, what if one has twins?
Oh,
all right. So he only has 7 right now. Twins with Mariah Carey.
Like 4 women.
Yeah, he's only got 7. That's
wait, he has 2 sets of twins already.
Wow. I mean, I just don't understand the appeal, even though he's famous. Like, I just don't. If you know his track record, I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Because he's rich? Maybe that's it? Maybe they actually did fall in love?
Also, does he not know what causes it?
No, I think he
sex?
Think he's
what?
Yeah. Like,
oh.
Not safe sex?
Or the women like, just want to get that money. Yeah. But he's going to get poor. He's going to go broke.
No, I don't think so.
Really? I don't think so?
I think it would take like way, way more kids to get for him to get broke.
Well, I don't know. What's he doing nowadays? He's not on America's Got Talent anymore. I don't know what he's doing. It's like,
there's Elon.
Oh, there's Elon. Hey, speaking of which, it's like the whole Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thomas.
Yes. Did you see, I think they are having another kid with a surrogate.
Yes, and she's due like any day.
Oh, she is?
The surrogate. And there were just pictures that were surfacing. This is truly ladies' night because the pictures were surfacing of Tristan Thomas in Greece holding hands with another woman, like recently, like in the past week.
I mean, okay, do you think, so I
Where's my camera?
I always think of like Khloe Kardashian as like someone that doesn't take any bullshit, you know?
Yeah, right.
So do you think, because obviously he's cheated on her, she's given him way more chances than...
Khloe, you deserve better, yes.
Khloe, you deserve so much better, so, Khloe.
Someone that worships the ground yes, you walk on.
There's like probably at least 100,000 dudes that would treat you better.
Yes.
And who would
probably better looking too. Let's be real. Yeah. Better looking. Just so yeah.
Probably not taller. Tristan's pretty tall.
He's pretty tall. Granted that. But
I mean there's even at other same height. NBA players.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would love to date
Man,
her.
If you want to date Khloe Kardashian, comment on the comments below. And we'll try to set it up. Yeah. So
no, but do you think that she do you think she really, by like having a baby with him via surrogate, do you think that she's really trying to take him back or like that their relationship is anything? Or do you think she was just like, listen, you're already the father of my first baby. Mm. I don't want two baby daddies. I'm not even going to be pregnant with this kid. And they don't have to have sex, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think she was just like,
hey,
help me out and just be the dad of this other kid too?
Honestly, easier for the kids, right? They're full siblings on some
level.
That's kind of what I hope happened.
I know.
Then gosh, it that means that she didn't necessarily take it back, you know?
Yeah. Because that is just so, like, I just don't understand multiple times.
Multiple.
And then he's always come back. I'm sorry, Khloe, you don't deserve this setup. Dude, keep it in your pants. I do not understand the need.
Also, here's another thing. Ladies.
Yes.
If.
This is ladies' night.
If Khloe Kardashian can get cheated on, it has nothing to do with your personality,
no,
your money, how
preach.
You look.
Come on.
Nothing.
Yes.
It has to do with men
yes.
who can't get their shit together.
Yes. And what do we always say? Brittany and I are both obviously looking for love as well. We'd rather be single than settle. Ladies, we'd rather be single than settle because we don't want to deal.
Yes.
That's right, Kyle. Ladies' night.
Yes.
Because life is, one, marriage is very hard.
Yeah.
Two, life is so short to deal with these dipshits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that is absolutely ridiculous, and you deserve so much
yes.
more. And also, a child is not going to fulfill your life.
Right.
Like, marriage is not going
to
fulfill your life.
Yeah.
So, man, if you're looking for longing, you're not going to find it in that. Oh, mm-hmm. Khloe, if you're watching this, which she probably is, she's a big fan of the show. What would you say to Khloe?
I would say this. Khloe, I think what you're looking for can be found in the cross.
Mm.
Mm, I think
that's
Jesus
good.
Wants to give that to you.
Uh-oh. I think so.
Speaking
Absolutely.
Of man's search for meaning, as it will.
Oh, interesting you use the word man, but continue, Kyle.
Well, I was referring to like the Viktor Frankl book.
Oh, sure.
And you guys know that book?
We're well read. Yes.
About like the guy who was in that concentration camp or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My point is, this morning I took my Prius into the shop trying to get the AC fixed, mm-hmm. and they have that book amongst some other Christian books in the waiting room. And I was just
Ooh.
Thinking, like, that is some pretty heavy reading.
That is.
Like, who's going to read that while they're like waiting on their car
yeah.
or like their brake pads?
It's like reading like Night by Elie Wiesel.
Yeah.
Like, they had like a couple of like really generic like Christian like quote books. Like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll read a couple Proverbs while I wait. But like,
sure.
I'm not going to dig into man's search for meaning right now. I was floored. But also then I thought about it. Sometimes when you get your car repaired, it's a lot more money than you thought, right?
Mm.
Sometimes I've gotten some bad news at those places
yes.
that have really brought me to the depths. And maybe,
yes.
just maybe if past Kyle could have like looked at that book and realized that, oh man, I have to pay an extra $600
yeah.
bucks. Maybe it's not that
but
bad.
In the grand scheme of things, it's really not that bad.
In the grand scheme of things.
But then that was my second thought. My third thought was, maybe they're putting it here because they're going to overcharge me. Maybe that's part of the shtick, that
yeah,
after you
like,
thumb
hey,
through that.
Christian.
Yeah, that you can trust us.
Yeah.
We're Christian. We have Christian
and then
books.
Like, bam.
$1,300.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, he was just reading Man's Search for Meaning. Yeah, this guy can take anything on.
Yeah,
right now.
He can take it. We're gonna slap another $500. I do feel every time I go into the car, I'm just like, I know that I'm a woman, and yeah. I know it's classic.
I'm about
like
to get taken to the cleaners.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. So I always do. Like, I'm like, okay, but really? And I was like, okay, I'll think about it. And then I go talk to my dad. And yeah. most of the time, my dad's like, no, you don't need that. Or like, no, you do not. Or like, you know, that's a good thing. So
my dad's dead, so I just spend the money.
Tell me if this is racist. do you guys know what code switching is?
No.
Wait.
Got him. Gosh. Dead dad joke strikes again.
You said that so like, well. Code switching, isn't that when you go between screens and you like switch codes?
No,
oh,
that's,
are you sure?
Or maybe it means are that too, sure, but that's Kyle? Not what it means in like popular English right now.
Are you sure? What is code switching?
Code switching is a phrase where like African American people, they will say they're code switching. They do maybe like their white voice when they're at work and they need to be like appropriate, but then they switch to like African American vernacular English.
So you're saying we should do that when we go to fix our car?
Well, I'm saying that I do it. Oh. Like, I don't wear my glasses inside of those places. I wear a jean jacket. I try to dress tough.
Because glasses are for wimps?
I just feel like these glasses are not the glasses of a guy who, like, knows anything about cars.
Wait, show us the glasses. I don't know. You look kind of, you look smart in them. Not kind of smart.
I think that it's not the glasses. I think it's something.
It's the vibe.
Else.
Okay.
It's the vibe. Well, yeah, the vibe.
Sure. Okay.
But,
so you code switch.
Yeah, and I put on a jean jacket. And yeah. I'm just like a little more casual, a little tougher. Like I don't wash my hands at all that day. Like,
yeah,
that sort of
you
thing.
Put dirt in your fingernails.
Yeah, and I think that helps.
Yeah. Because like, wow, this guy is a man of the earth. He knows what's up.
Yeah,
we're not going to take advantage of him.
Right.
And he's reading the book, Viktor Frankl. Yeah. No, he's not reading the book, Viktor Frankl.
I was going to say,
because
he's found meaning, and it's the automobile.
He's found meaning in his life. And he doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, reading's not strong.
We are not going to overcharge him.
Okay, so before we came in to record this, Allie and I were sitting in my car drinking our slushies.
Yeah.
Which I should have brought some coconut rum for these. That would have been good.
Oh, that would have been really good.
And that would have made ladies' night.
That would have. Uh-huh. Next time.
But we were having fun, and we were like, oh, it would be funny if there was a dash cam on my car.
Yeah, and we went cruising.
Yeah, to record us.
Uh-huh, because we have some really good conversations
in the
car. And
then I said, oh, and then we could do some mukbangs.
and I said, what? I was like, save it for the show.
Yeah,
what the heck
Allie
is that?
Does not know what that is.
No.
It's like
now,
an eating
Allie,
thing.
Why don't you guess at what you think a mukbang is?
Okay. I think mukbangs are really tiny fringe bangs that, like, you know the bangs that just go to here?
Yeah.
That they're, like, mucky.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, the tiny fringe. Is that it?
Why would we do that in my car?
Because one time in my life I got bangs and Edmund hated it. And we want to stick it to the man because it's ladies' night.
Edmund did hate your bangs.
Yeah, and whatever.
And
I might get bangs just
no
to spite.
No one asked Edmund about his opinion.
He always just gives his opinion out of like, no, I don't like that.
No.
Okay, I didn't ask
don't
you.
Care.
I don't
We're
care.
Not doing our hair for you, Edmund.
Exactly. Ugh, whatever. But that's not it?
Rude. No.
Okay.
A mukbang is where you go to like a restaurant and you order a bunch of food and then you try it and you tell the people like if it's good or not.
That's mukbangs?
Yeah.
How?
Kyle, have you seen mukbangs?
I thought it was like you had to eat like a ton of food.
Well, I do think they typically order like one of everything from the menu.
Well, yeah, I know it's like a food thing. I haven't really watched
it. How do you spell mukbangs? It is not what
it's
spelled
like
in the
you
notes.
You spelled it but one word.
Interesting.
It's mukbang. It's like a word of Asian descent.
Oh.
I think it's pronounced mukbang.
Oh, okay.
But everyone says mukbang or mukbang.
I've never heard that. Isn't there a famous YouTuber that started that? He was really skinny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he would eat so much food, and now he's very, very big because he ate, like, his whole YouTube career is that.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, we should totally do that, though.
Yeah.
Leave a note in the comments. You guys
where
have so much to
go,
comment on.
Yeah, where we should go and
to
get
do that.
For a mukbang.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
And we could describe, like, if it's good. And if there's, like, restaurants that have weird stuff, we could get weird stuff.
Yeah, tell us where we should go. Grapevine Local, because that's where we are.
We don't leave Grapevine.
No. Well, some of us
do. Kyle jokes that my car turns around at the city limits. It just turns right
Brittany
around.
Brittany does not know how to get anywhere
it's
past
self-driven.
Grapevine.
Yeah, says we are way out of our
it's
limits
like,
here.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us in the comments
below.
Yeah. Do you want to do a sponsor?
Sure.
A sponsorship.
Drink Studio Coffee. It's delicious and nutritious.
Good. Edmund would be proud.
Yeah.
At drinkstudiocoffee.com.
We think.
Probably. That's still working, maybe. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Go to the Patreon.
There's no talent for
Patreon.
Sure.
Patreon.com/the show.
And subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
There's some pre-show show. There's some post-show show.
Is there?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know actually if we've posted anything on Patreon, but you guys are helping this happen, keeping the lights on, scary people from coming in.
Yeah, that was a little... that's like... Okay, actually... It is interesting that that happened on Ladies' Night where we were a little scared because I was thinking about, sometimes I still get mad about the fact that Bruce Jenner won Woman of the Year from ESPN the first year he was a woman.
Yeah, he has, even if we conform to
no
the
woman's
idea
ever going to win Man of the Year, am I right?
Woo! Hey, you don't know that now. You don't know that now. But aside from part, what if we did conform to the idea of, okay, Caitlyn Jenner is now a woman? It was only a year. You have to wait at least really what a woman
also,
is.
It's just kind of annoying because it's like, she never had period cramps.
Yeah.
And she never knew what it was like to be scared that someone might be coming in the studio.
She doesn't know what it's like to hold your keys in your hand. Lot. Yeah. Or to like, when you get gas, I always lock my door.
Yeah.
And I, even
so
when
no
I get
one
back
comes,
in.
Gets in your back seat.
Yes. Or like steal something. Absolutely.
She just has no idea.
There's more, actually in Carrollton where I live, there's more and more on the Nextdoor app. Like people like in broad daylight. Someone's at Trader Joe's at 11:40 on a Tuesday. I just read this today. And they came out and their car window was smashed in and stuff was stolen out of there. A Trader Joe's parking
That's
lot
crazy.
On a Tuesday at 11:40. Where are your kids at?
Yeah, where are your kids?
Where are your kids? So, yeah, that is kind of like...
Yeah, it's just a little offensive. It's like...
I know!
It's like this dude that's like, listen, ladies, y'all aren't good enough at being women, so I'm going to become one and then win the award.
And then she won an award. So that's our hot take. That's ladies' night.
Yeah. What other things? Okay, so we talked about last week... doing our 10-step facial skincare routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about doing that tonight for Ladies' Night.
I thought about it too.
Does go with the theme, but I really want Edmund's.
Yeah. Well, he has a 3-step program.
Yeah.
So
his skin's looking good.
And he sent us a picture of the eye cream that he uses, Philosophy, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and that's a good brand.
And that's a good brand. Very proud. I wonder who, how did he come up with that?
Yeah.
But I think that would be good.
Yeah.
So we do have to do that in your bathroom, maybe? Or in someone's?
I actually was thinking we could do it here and like line up.
Oh, and we just have like
and we
washcloths
can bring,
or something.
Yeah, and we can bring like little handheld mirrors.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I think it's a lot. Like you guys can't see, but our setup is really intense. We have a lot of equipment.
Yeah, it's so much. It's like, where do I look?
Yeah,
there's so many.
There's lights, camera, action.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, we're very sophisticated. I think we have the little clapper, the little clapper thing.
You guys should have seen us without Edmund here. So normally. We, because we're really the stars.
The talent.
And so we just show up at the last minute. We leave our hair and makeup trailer.
Yeah. And we sit in our chairs.
And we just sit down in our
chairs. While everyone else works around us. Yeah.
And some, they come in and touch up our makeup and stuff, fix our hair.
Yeah.
But we just are here for the actual recording.
They should do the work.
But, Edmund and Kyle, they're our tech audiovisual. We have a whole team. There's more people too, but they're the ones that are running around doing all the tech stuff. So we were kind of on our own today and we had to do this and we
did it. I know. Now
we're like tech girls.
We're
now.
Not gonna show you what's on the ground because there's stuff everywhere. Yeah. But
we're basically like tech girls.
I think this should be a like more than once occurrence.
Yeah.
This should be like a I was gonna say weekly, but no, because we'll put out weekly.
If you guys have any topics for Ladies' Night.
What do you want us to talk about? We're Catholic ladies. We're single in our 30s. We're looking for men. How do you want us
to...
What do you want to say?
Our only personality.
Exactly.
We have, full lives.
Yes, we're full lives. She really good at money. I'm not. Maybe she should teach me how to budget
time. I could do, some money matters kind of, tips.
You know what? That's Ladies' Night. This is for world domination, female domination.
Yeah.
So listen to this if you
want to
dominate.
You to live your best life.
We
do. We want you to be your best self.
Listen, we're all sisters in this vineyard.
We're all on the same team.
We're all on the same. There's no competition.
We're girls, girls.
We are girls, girls for girls.
Yep.
And we're for you.
Yep.
Chloe, we really mean that. If you want to come on the show.
Chloe.
We just want to love you.
Yeah, Chloe. You just need to let yourself be loved.
All right, are we doing recommendations?
What's our timestamp at, Kyle?
Oh, we're at just under 45 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good. We've been good. Yeah.
I do have a recommendation. Do you want to do yours first?
No, I don't know mine yet. Okay. So you go with yours.
Okay, here's my recommendation. I actually kind of have two, and they're both lunch tips for the weekday.
Oh, okay.
If you're working from home.
Okay.
Listen, Kroger sells these bags of salad.
Oh,
they're like $3.49 or $3.99.
Like different mixes, right?
Yeah, and they're, yes, it's like a chopped salad. There's a Mediterranean,
very
there's
yum.
An Asian one. Yes. There's a Caesar. There's a Cobb.
It's like a bacon. Listen, whatever. Yes. Yes,
everything comes mixed in there, and let me tell you, it says it serves 3 to 4 people, but that's a lie. It serves one.
Yeah.
And so what I've been doing is getting a big bowl.
I love it.
Dumping all the stuff in. I kind of like I like zzz it up like. You know,
like zhuzh it,
like a zhuzh,
a zhuzh,
a zhuzh.
Yeah.
And the way I do that is I make my own dressing with olive oil and balsamic.
Okay.
So there's a place in Grapevine called the Grapevine Olive Oil Company.
Oh, very good. Yes,
it's amazing. They have all different flavors of olive oil,
yes,
and balsamics. So I'll do like a little lime olive oil,
ooh,
with a little balsamic reduction.
Ooh, I had that. Spices. I've had that with the bread. Oh, that's, yes, yummy.
And then I'll do like a nice cheese crumbled, ooh, up or something, maybe a feta or something.
I love
else,
it.
And I'll mix that into the salad and, yes, usually some little tortilla strips.
I love that
stuff. And it's the best lunch. $3.99. Like,
yes.
That's such, I mean, I think the reason it says it serves 3 to 4 people is because it's meant to be like on the side of like whatever.
Right, right. It's not supposed to be a main.
Like,
yeah.
Thing.
You know, you can eat, I do that and I buy frozen chopped up chicken that's like fajita mix or something.
Yeah.
And then I just cook because it's already cooked. So you just heat it up.
Yeah.
And then I add that so you get
that's
a little
great
protein. I love those salads.
Yeah, so good. And then also, if you're not feeling a salad, because you don't have to eat a salad.
You know what? You don't have to eat a salad. No.
Blue Box macaroni and cheese spirals.
I was. Ooh.
The spirals. Do not get the macaroni shape. Get the spirals. So elevated.
Yes.
So sophisticated.
Wow.
Blue Box.
Blue Box only.
Blue Box.
I was just yesterday, I was talking to someone about how much I really want macaroni.
Yeah,
I think this is a sign from the Lord. This,
yeah,
is prophetic.
That's like $1.50 for a box, I think.
Done.
And also maybe it says feeds 3 to 4, but you know.
Doesn't have to.
Don't let that limit you.
No.
This is your life.
I love that. Okay, those are great recommendations.
Yeah, those are my lunch recommendations.
Do you have any, Allie, or do you like me to go?
Well, I do, and it's a little different than Brittany's. Mine is. My recommendation is having a prayer space.
Ooh.
So I have been, lately I've been doing stuff to my room. I've been redecorating, been finding, and I do have a chair in my room that I usually pray with, but it's a really nice, it's an older chair, but it leans back. I have a shelf on my wall where I have all my prayer stuff and I have a candle and I go there every day. But I felt like I was getting way too distracted still. And I was still on my phone or I was still like if someone came in or whatever, I was just like, I need like a smaller whatever. Mm-hmm. So I cleaned out my entire closet and there's a space in my closet where it's like just like this. It's honestly like this big and,
yeah,
it's like a little hallway kind of,
okay,
thing. And it has a rack so you can put like jeans or something. But I cleared that whole space and I made that a little prayer space. So I put in a,
ooh,
shelf and I put a bunch of pictures and prayers that I'm praying. Like I tacked it up all over the wall. I have a candle,
ooh,
and I have like, I leave my prayer stuff in there and I have like this huge overstuffed pillow.
Love that.
And this like, it's like one of those back with the rest,
yeah,
hand,
yeah,
rest in there. And so today I was just in there and I like turned off the lights. I had the candle on and I was just listening, ooh, to praise and worship music.
Yes.
And I was like, there's just something, I think I'm going to interpret the scripture this when Jesus like go into your closet and pray.
Mm.
I really think he meant a closet. Maybe he meant
closet.
An actual closet. So if some people call it a war room, some people, you know, there's that movie, Christian movie, but that's my recommendation. If you don't have a personal, and it doesn't have to be a closet.
But it does have to be comfortable.
Yes, comfortable, cozy.
The Lord does not want you uncomfortable while you're talking to him.
No. And like you bring like, I have a bunch of pictures of people that I'm praying for. And I also have like just tacked up stuff like prayers on paper or whatever. And so I just know that this space is different.
That's
it's
awesome.
Different than a chair that I'm going to,
yeah,
like do whatever. And so it's just,
yeah,
like
your dirty laundry piles up.
Exactly.
On, yeah.
That actually is very,
yeah,
true on that,
yeah,
on that chair. So that's my recommendation, having a personal prayer space. I know that you have a prayer chair.
Yeah.
And,
there's a movie about that.
Yeah, The War Room.
The War Room.
Very, actually, I know Christian movies get a bad rap, but that one was not that bad.
All right.
That was pretty good. So what's yours, Kyle?
My recommendations for a television show, I have the 2020 High Fidelity reboot with Zoe Kravitz. It's a gender-bent reboot where they took, like, the straight white male guy and made her this, like, cool, hip, bisexual female. I think it's really cool.
Okay.
For music, I have Always, and that's A-L-V-V-A-Y-S, pronounced Always, their debut album, self-titled Always. It's a really great, probably my favorite female vocalist out right now.
Spectacular.
Hi, Brett. For movie, I have Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird. It's, I think, 2017. Really cool movie.
With Saoirse.
It was, like, kind of indie.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
Isn't she in that, I think?
I don't remember who the actress was. I know it was Timothy Chalamet was playing
I think it's Saoirse, but it's like S, it's Irish.
S-I-O-R-S.
Yeah.
Certainly has some like non-Catholic themes, but I found it very interesting and good. And those are my, you know, we did all woman things for this work.
Oh, cool. You are welcome to Ladies Night anytime.
Way to stick the theme, Kyle.
Yeah. We love it.
So I recommend checking them all out. If nothing, if you're like, man, this Kyle guy's hot. Could he get any hotter? Let me watch Timothy Chalamet play a Catholic Kyle. I know.
Play Catholic Kyle?
Well, like they go to Catholic school.
Oh, is his name Kyle in the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Wait, so you think Timothy Chalamet is hotter than you?
Oh, yeah, he's Timothy Chalamet. Come on, like, we don't need to lie to ourselves.
Kyle, have you seen yourself?
Kyle, I think you're pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean,
Timothy Chalamet, come on.
Guys. Is it just because he's rich?
He's a little
feminine. Yeah.
On Ladies Night, he's hotter than me. We can have the same discussion tomorrow on Dudes Night.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe my raw masculinity will win.
But that is
tonight,
true.
It's Chalamet's night to lose.
Okay.
Nothing I can do about it.
Okay. Right. Fair. Yeah. Tomorrow night, when we're filming this on a Wednesday and Thursday night, it's going to be, all dudes because we're not going to make it. So it's Dude Night. So Ladies Night, we're taking advantage. I think we should do this more often.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I'm very interested to see if you guys like our episode better than you like Edmund and Duke tomorrow.
Yeah. They're going to, obviously, yes.
I mean.
They're going to like, no, like us better. Yeah. Because,
I mean,
come
on. Catholic?
Yes. Some people would say no, but we think that he is. In this studio, at this table, yes. Or if you want it in Spanish, see.
I would like to encourage any fans, once they've listened to both, to DM me, because I am unbiased in the situation. I'll be on both shows.
Yeah.
Well, who are your favorite ones?
Third party,
Kyle is agendered.
Yes. He is neutral in this situation.
I have a gender. No,
you
I'm not agendered.
The male. We're going to let you decide. So, yes. Yeah.
All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. I think it was good.
All right. Everybody have a good night.
Yeah.
We love you.
Ladies Night.
Bye.
Bye.
You're gonna die.
That was fun. I think that was a good episode.
That was. We didn't even get to any of it.